Today's daf is daf Dalet Masechet Sotah, and we're holding. Still, we got to catch up a little bit. We're holding on the middle of Gimel and Beit. We got up to Omer of Chizda, which is still in these small lines. So it's basically four lines up from the beginning of the large lines. Omer of Chizda, Zenuta Beveta Kikari Lashum Shema, Sumsema. If you have sesame, so there's a parasite, a worm, that infects it from eating it from the inside out. So things may look good, but when there's znus in a household, it's basically there's a worm gnawing away at the inside of the house and ultimately destroys it, leaving it as a shell. Furthermore, it's another ma'amar of Omer of Chizda Tokva Bebeta, Kikari Lashum Sumsema, that if there's anger in a house, fighting in a house, it's also is eating it out, gnawing away at the inside. But both of these refer to a woman. We don't really care if the husband is running around being mizana because he's not taking care of the home anyway. So in other words, the fact that he's not concentrating on his duties in the household, they're not going to be making an obvious effect in the house. But the house is basically the home, is the woman. And there it eats away at the home. It used to be, before there was a problem of such chataim, as refined by Sotah, the Shekhinah used to be shorer with everyone. Shemar ki Hashem lokecha, mitalech bekerev machanecha, kivan shechatu nistalka Shekhinah mihem. We know that after they were chote in sexual issues, so the Shekhinah disappeared. Shemar velo yirah b'charevat davar v'shav me'acharecha. The Shekhinah will leave you. Now, obviously, the entire parsha of Sotah is an extension of the din of the Mishkan, because it comes in the story of Machana. The introduction of Machana is introduced with Nazir and Sotah. Nazir and Sotah, which means that the idea of Bamidbar as a Machana is the extension of the Mishkan, which was once centralized, into the entire area as it affects the Tzibur as a whole. And even there, it's the actual Afar from underneath the Mishkan that's meant to stand at the basis of the Jewish home. So if you are able to maintain that connection, so then there's no way that you're not going to be protected by it. But if otherwise you just go out, there's no shchina metalech b'ker machanecha, then there's no guarantees for Hashem's involvement in your personal life either. There's no ability to have the mayim amorim like we have today. But this is perfect for the idea of kol echad v'yachad. That's mamish what happened in the machana. So what was once machana shchina became extended into the machana of the degolim as a whole. A mitzvah goes in front of a person and it proclaims as he comes to Olam Haba, so it proclaims that this individual is coming. And who did this is this mitzvah. But somebody who does an avera, v'kol ha'avera avera achat b'olam hazeh, melafafto v'olechet lefanav liyom hadin. Again, we have to recognize avera always means sexual averas. Doesn't mean averas, somebody doesn't put on his tefillin or so on and so forth. That's consistent in Chazal. So if somebody is over avera b'olam hazeh, that avera wraps him up and is stuck around him. There's no way for him to get away from it. Liyom adin shenama yilafto. That's a lashon melafafto. Or chot darkam yalu betohu v'yovedo. This guy's going to end up now basically in a state of tohu, which is like Gehenna. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kishurabo Kikelev. It's like somebody gives food to a dog and it follows you around for the rest of the day. Same thing is true over here. We say Velo Shamay La Lishkavitz La Liotima. It's Yosef, the Torah's maid. He didn't listen to her to sleep with her, which would have meant Liotima. Lishkavitz La Olam Hazeh Liotima La Olam Haba. There's no way to get rid of her. You know, if you think in Olam Hazeh you can walk away from something, you know, it's a one-time thing. Bye bye. But in actuality, you never walk away, so that it's with you in Olam Haba. Nanahata, the Mishnah later on is going to go into the details of the differences between the three issues of Sotah, some which require two Aidim, some which don't. Shehayam b'din, you would have said, if you were left to your own devices, umay eduta rishona. She'eino sarata yisur olam. Look, if the first stage of this whole thing, which ends up, as we'll see, is referring to the stira, it doesn't aser her forever, because she can always now go and drink the mayim, turn out to be tahora. And nonetheless, enomit kayemet pepachot mishnai. According to both shitot in the Mishnah, you need to have now, and even according to the Braita, you need to have for stira two aidim. So the kol shekein, the aid of tuma, where there's no way of ever being matur. So enodin shalotet kayemet pepachot mishnai, the aid of tachrona, which is actual hinitma, should need two witnesses. Talmud Lomar ve'ed einba. And we darshaned, ed means two edim. So it's two edim. It's not, you only need two edim. You only need one ed. Kol sheyeshba. So now, let's look at the other way, says the Mishnah. So v'kavachom le'edut harishona mi'ata. So now, it's a kavachom in the other direction, right? If the edut ha'achrona, the edut of the consummation, meaning of tumah, sh'osarta yisur olam mitkayemet be'ed echad, so that you don't need now two edim for tumah, and now she's never going to be able to drink the mayim, and she'll be remaining osur. Edut harishona she'ino sarta yisur olam, eino din she'titkayem be'ed echad. So if that's the case, certainly the step, which doesn't ask her forever, only that we should know that she's going to need to drink the mayim. So if we have now an aid for stira, so that should be enough. Tamud lomar ki matzaba ervat davar. Now we expect the year ba velo b'stira, but we don't for some reason. Gemara's going to ask this later. Instead, the Mishnah darshans ki matzaba ervat davar ulalano omer al pishne edim al pishlosha edim yakum davar. So instead of darshaning the lotion of ba and the pasuk by Saita, the Mishnah comes to bring a riot that we need, generally speaking, two edim, and therefore by stira we need two edim, which is not really much of an answer, because here we know that we have a unique situation, because by Saita the Torah says edim ba. So what good is it now to bring the pasuk that in general you need two edim? Ma davar amur la'alan by momon, it says al pishneidim. So alfkan, where it says by ervat davar, it has to be al pishneim. Huh? I thought, didn't we just learn that we darshan that from Eid Einba? And Ba, 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 Lobekinoi, Ba, Ba, Lobestira, Mi, Ba, that's what the Tana should have said. What's he running now and starting to tell us about the din of two Eidim? No. Hachinami Ka'omar, he is saying that. You see, he's taking for granted that you understand the Pasuk says Ve'eid Einba. I mean, that's what we begin with. So Ve'eid Einba, that's halacha, Ba, Ba, Lobekinoi, Ba, Ba, Lobestira. Now, the mission is just coming to clarify. Could it be that the Torah here is telling me that edut for tuma of an isha, it's sufficient that there should be one individual who tells a husband that his wife is asura, that he has to be makabel that, and bezdin will asur her. So tuma bialma, to make it clear, the Mishnah is coming to say, that in, this is not a halacha all over, that when it comes to tuma, we accept 1/8. If it's below kinuy or below stira, how do we know that we should not say that to be koveya din of erva and anisha, it's sufficient to have edachad? Because remember, that sota serves as the model for many issues of sofik of tuma. The Torah calls this tuma. So if it's telling me that an edachad is neman to aser permanently, so maybe that's a din in arayot, that the Torah is being machmir when it comes to the question of erva, to say, if you have grounds to aser a woman, even al pi edachad, then you'll have to accept that, and she'll be asura to you. Comes along the Mishnah to say, that for sure is not the case. For all issues of erva, if not for this one single case of sota, the din would be ki matzab erva davar, and it says by mamonut also, apishnei edim apishosha edim yakum davar, and that's absolutely clear, that ma davar amur la'alan edim shnayim, afkan edim shnayim. So therefore, this has got to be a unique situation. Now we have to turn around and ask ourselves, okay, so why do we have a right to say when it comes to certain issues that it's a unique situation and certain issues it's not a unique situation? So there we make the argument, you know what? The circumstances are unique because we have raglayim ledover. So where we couple raglayim ledover to a new state that the Torah allows you to define, there we have a din of ne'amanus of an eid echad. But to extrapolate from there into the dinim of ne'amanut, of vadai, as opposed to how it is that we're supposed to act out with a safek, which I do learn out from Sota, that would be outrageous. Which basically answers Tosas' kasha. Tosas says, I don't understand. Why do we need to, even without the Gzeirah Shava? Why would I think that I could learn out from Sota? Why wouldn't I say Raglayim Ladover? And I could say, you can't learn out the Edut Rishona anyway, from Edut Achrona. You don't have Raglayim Ladover. But again, Raglayim Ladover is an ex post facto understanding of what the Torah means when it's qualifying a din of Erva on the one hand, and the din of Sota on the other hand. It's not an operative principle on its own. How do you know that you could use this as a svara, is what the Gemara is saying. We first have to establish Sota is not meant to be the model for arayot. V'araya ba, the very ba that we darshan to be mamayat stira and kinoi, is also the same word that we use in another context for the din of arayot all over the Torah. And it's similar to mama, yakum davar. Okay, so if that's the case, we now have three stages. First of all, what's the din of general arayot? Then what's the din of the unique case of erva for the actual tuma? And what do we do about that middle stage? The etzem stira by sota, is that part of the din of general erva, or is it part of the din of tuma by a sota? Comes along the pasuk to say, ba, bavalo bikinoi, bavalo bistira. Tana rabbana. When you say now, I just want to make sure that I get it straight. You talk about eduta rishona and eduta achrona. Well, what did you mean exactly? The eduta rishona. Zoe edut rishona. That's the edut stira, which is now that which is the first thing that assers the woman. So eduta achrona, which means the final stage that would permanently asser her, that would be the edut tuma. Now, what defines the case of stira? And actually, the reason we open it up this way is because we said yesterday, we learned out that the extra word, v'kinala v'nitma'a, v'kina v'lo nitma'a, is to come to tell me the halacha, v'nistra rather, v'nitma'a, v'nistra. What's the relationship to v'nitma'a? To tell me that it needs to be a stira, which is v'chtei tuma. Correct? In other words, you would have thought that there's a new halacha that yichud asers. A new yichud that asers. Terror says, look, if a guy says, I don't want you alone, if you are alone, that's the end of it. Comes along now the posik to add that it has to be v'hi nitma'a, meaning, not that she literally was nitma'a because of v'lo nitma'a, but it has to be that it at least opens the door to the possibility of her being nitma'a, which means that the Torah is saying, kama shiur stira, k'dei tuma'a. What do we mean with k'dei tuma'a? Do we mean, we'll see later on, that's the Gemara is going to explain each step over here, but do we mean k'dei tuma'a? I mean, obviously, if a man is alone with a woman, he's not just going to go at her. You need to seduce her a little bit. You need to talk to her. I mean, that takes time. I mean, do we really suspect that she went in there and they closed the door and zip, doop, bang, bang, like in the movies? You know, there's a crazy situation. We've been waiting for this moment for years. Why would we think that? So, therefore, we need to know that actually that's precisely what we mean. When we're talking about k'dei stira, we mean k'dei tuma, which is k'dei biyah, nothing else. No preparations. There's no ritzri that's involved. We assume, in other words, the pure physical possibility, could this stira have possibly led to intercourse? Which, by the way, also does not mean we say k'dei biyah. You think that that means going all the way, so to speak. But it doesn't. It's k'dei hara'ah. Because, technically speaking, what would aser her is what is halakhically described as biyah, which does not even require real penetration. So we're talking about over here just genital contact, basically. And what is that shear? It's near instantaneous. It's k'dei hakafat dekel. We're going to have a lot of weird shiurim over here, all of which are weird remuzim to inyanim of araya, some of which the Gemara explains, some of which the Gemara doesn't explain. But, I mean, the fact is a dekel is a remus to a phallus anyway, right? That's the lulav. I mean, the lulav and the esrog and are obviously phallic symbols, right? That's the Gemara compares it. So, kadei hakafat dekel, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Eliezer, we'll see later on, hakafat dekel, is that by foot, is that by... Talk about walking around the dekel. It's not a very big tree. It's not exactly a baobab, you know, the dekel. Is it talking about the wind blowing a branch around the dekel? We'll talk about that. Rabbi Eliezer, my name is Yigata Kos, which again, the wine, women, and song relationships. Rabbi Yoshua, it's not enough just to pour the water into the wine. It's kidei lishtoto. You need enough time to actually drink it. Ben Azi, Omer, kidei litzlot beitza. You need enough time to fry an egg. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva Omer Kedela Goma. You have to be able to drink that egg. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beter Omer, well, if we're talking about drinking eggs, you need three. Kedela Gma Shalosh Beitzim Zorachazo. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yirma Omer Kedela Kshor Garde Nima. If a weaver completes weaving, there's loose threads, so he has to tie the thread at the end. But he ties it the way you tie, you know, the talit. He ties them together to form like a little lace thing at the end. Chanin Ban Pinchas Omer Kedesh Toshit Yadala Toch Pia Lito Kisim. To put enough time for her to get a piece of toothpick out of her mouth. Flimo omer, k'dei sh'toshit yada l'sali to kikar. To stick her hand into a basket. I mean, why dafka her hand? What's wrong with his hand? So to stick her hand into a basket to take out a kikar of lechem, which, as you know, is what this is all about. Tafa pishen raila davar zech ledavar, ki ba'adi shazona ba'ad kikar lechem. So we see, I mean, this is an old comparison, ki imel alecha masher hu ochel. We are back in the, so that's the, right, Yosef is saying, you are the lechem, masher hu ochel. That lechem is a remes to neshet ish. So over here it says beferish. Ba'ad kikar lechem. So therefore the simen of the shiur of the yisr should also be in terms of kikar lechem. So it's like, what if we call hani lom lima? Why can't you just go straight to it? What do you have to say? Kavashir, k'dei tuma, k'dei biya, k'dei arah, k'dei. I mean, just say what the shiur is. No, tzricha. Let's say we would have said kedei tuma. I mean, I would have thought kedei tuma means having her kedei tumatam arzota. I mean, you're talking about being meratzer and talking her into it, and you don't just walk in there. So therefore, kamash balan kedei bi'ah. Now, you'd think this doesn't have any practical applications, but Rav Meisha uses this as a riot to the din of elevators. How long can the elevator go between the floors before you might get into trouble? Talking about the old-fashioned elevators that by the time they get up to 55th floor, she's already pregnant? I mean, what are we talking about? So he says that, of course, all of these shirim are unique dinim in sotah. What are we going to generally say? We're going to ask her shir of yichud that you're just going to go at her. I mean, that's not what the chashash of yichud is. But that has to be, you have to first establish that the chashash of yichud isn't, let's say, just for kissing, for instance, right? Again, all of these things have to be established. It's a big tshuva, which utilizes the sugya in establishing. So what are we talking about in history of yichud, where the door is going to pop open in a minute anyway? So what's, you know, what he says, erachinami. I mean, if two people are really, you know, involved with each other, so then there's a dangerous situation, even between the third floor and the sixth floor. It depends how much trouble you get into. But Lamaisa, he's a matir. Oh, no, he talks about that. Some of the elevators, you can press a button and then the door doesn't open. But for that, they have alarms, which is really attached to the tzniut patrol, not to the superintendent. The whole idea of raglayim ledavra, he feels that there's an inappropriate closeness between them anyways. This is a miyuchad question, which is also part of what we spoke about yesterday with Aaron's question. I mean, what about, anyway, she's also miyuchad. What does that mean? Obviously, yichud, I mean, if ba'ala be'ir, yichud is in him, and they can be alone for an hour in the house if her husband is somewhere where he might pop in. But that's not the case by a sota at all. Okay, so if we would have said kedei tuma, I certainly would have said kedei tuma means, you know, practicalities. Kedei tuma ta, var sota, kamash balan kedei biya. But on the other hand, if it said kedei biya, I would have said, okay, so then that means a solid biya over here. Kedei gemar biya, kamash balan kedei hara'a. But on the other hand, I mean, if we would have said just kedei hara'a, I would still have thought kedei hara'a var sota. So I still need to know kedei tuma. And then that would mean, because of the extra word, if you're loving kedei tuma, which is kedei ara'a, that it's only kedei tuma that we're interested in. And then, to explain what that shear is, kama kedei ara'a kedei kafat deka. Ramini. The shitot that we mentioned over here all seem to have somehow changed by the time we get to the following braita. Vinistira. Kama shiur stira lo shamano. Now, it doesn't say in the pasuk what vinistira means. Kishu omer vihinitima. Havi omer kedei tuma, kedei biya, kedei ara'a. Kedei chazarat dekel, which at this point we think chazarat dekel and hakafat dekel is the same thing, except that over here it's divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Before it was divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer argued, and Rabbi Eliezer said it was kedei mizigat hakos, and all of a sudden he changed his mind and started saying what it was that Rabbi Shimon said. That's weird. And the same thing is true about just about every shita that we have over here. Rabbi Yeshua amar kedei mizigat kos. Before Rabbi Yeshua said, no, the kedei mizigat kos is not enough. You need the kedei lishtoto. So what, he changed his mind now? I'm going back to say what it was that before Rabbi Eliezer said. Ben azai omer kedei lishtoto. We're going to ask each one of the shitas, the steer. Rabbi Akiva omer kedei lishlot beitza. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira omer kedei lagoma. I mean, you notice that everybody is coming up with different shitas. Now, the way that all of this begins, our first mistake is to think that I know hakafat dekel and I know chazarat dekel, that it's all the same thing. And therefore, we have a contradiction. Before, in the first bright, there was Amr Rabbi Shmuel, kedei hakafat dekel, and Rabbi Eliezer disagreed, the Polak Rabbi Eliezer Ale, and over here, all of a sudden, it's Rabbi Eliezer is the one who's saying chazarat dekel, which is hakafat dekel. So, you know, of course, it's not the same thing. Hakafat dekel means to walk around a dekel. Chazarat dekel means to have a wind blow a branch around the dekel. So that's talking about Beruach. Boy, Ravashi. I mean, speaking about angels dancing on pins. Yeah,
not, is it? None of these
particular long periods of time. No. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna be Madaic in milliseconds over here. So this is a rather strange issue. Boy, Ravashi. Chazara. Beruach. Wait a minute. Are we talking about the branches still waving, or does it have to stand still? We won't talk about the possible remuzin that we're referring to over here. Take him.
Why are we doing this?
I have no idea. I cannot answer you on any level of chat as to why we're really doing this. Ha tamam Rabbi Eliezer kedei mizigat hakos. And hocha kedei chazarat dekel. I'd explain that. I must tell you, for many years and decades, this Gemara has been, I'll be pshat, has been a complete mystery to me. what it is we're trying to achieve, what it is it could possibly teach. I've never seen anybody give a good pshat. I mean, lots of people talk about it. Ask the Gemara, isn't Mizigat HaKos not the same thing as Chazarat Dekel? I mean, how can Rabbi Eliezer be changing his mind? He's not changing his mind. He's just saying, if you want to talk in those terms, we can talk in those terms. But then we need to establish the difference between a chazar and a halacha, olicha. Mashenkin over here, there he was talking about some other terms. So we'll talk about kedei mizigat hakos. Okay, how about the fact that Rabbi Yoshua over there disagreed and said kedei shtoto, and over here he says, no, actually it's kedei mizigat. No, he meant kedei mizigat and shtia. That's the point. He wants to make clear, you thought kedei l'shtoto was instead of the mizigah. He's talking about to pour the water into the cup with the wine and now to actually drink it. Why couldn't you just say it's all the same thing? I thought that's your old standby, right? I mean, it's the same thing. Of course you can't say that because then it would come out the same as Rebbe Eliezer. I mean, so it's a given that they're not the same thing because they already argued about that. One says kedei mizigah, one says kedei shtiyaz. If he's changing his mind now saying kedei shtiyaz, it's got to be different than what he said before. So it has to mean now the shtiyah with the mezigah. Okay, how about Ben Azai? Ben Azai said kedei l'tzlot beitza, and over here he said kedei l'shtoto. Old standby. It's all the same thing. When Rabbi Akiva said over there kedei l'gom'ah, and now he's talking about kedei l'tzlot beitza. Well, no, he means l'tzlot beitza, I mean not to eat it raw, but first to prepare it and then to swallow it. And what happened to the old standby? Lema yidivide chachiyurahu. No, because then he'd be saying the same thing as Ben Azai. So you can't do that. You can't know Ben Azai. We've already established that they're not the same thing. So then why did he change his mind? He didn't change his mind, and that's what he meant. Sliya with Gemiya. And how about the fact that over there, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera said, Kedei l'gomah shalosh beitzim, and over here he says, Kedei l'gomah. No, he's just talking back to Rabbi Akiva. He's saying, L'dvor of the Rabbi Akiva. He's saying, you said, Zekomim v'sharim b'tzliya o b'gemiya. It's an extremely complex way of giving a shir. Two separate things, which then we're going to have to analyze. How long is tzliyah, and how long is gemiyah? If you really want to talk about gemiyah, you might as well just limit it to gemiyah and add another two eggs, and then you can have the whole thing in terms of gemiyah, right? So, ema shiur gemiyah l'chuda, kedei l'gmoa shalosh beitzim zoach hazu, which equals tzliyah v'gemiyah. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yirmi omer kedei shikshor gardi nima. Boy, Rav Ashi, are we talking about that the threads are far apart, or they're close together? I mean, what are we talking about over here? The mirchak or the mikrav? Take it. I'm sure Leo will give us some very solid information about these things. I don't know what to tell you. Chanan ban Pinchas omer kedei shetoshit yadala toch piyav itol kisem. Now the question is, of course, how stuck is the toothbrush? I mean, the toothpick might be very stuck in there. So boy Rav Ashi, the mahadik or the lo mahadik? Take it. Flee me omer kedei shetishod yadala sali tol kikar. She's got to be able to get a piece of a little challah out of the box of the lachmaniot in the morning. Ah, but she didn't tell me what kind of sal we've got. I mean, is it stuck in there? You know, does she have to be careful as she pulls it out? Is it dimahadik or lomahadik? We're talking about fresh lachmaniyah, which if you pull it right out, it's going to bust. So you have to, you know, sort of maneuver it out. We're talking about a piece of hardened challah, which you could just pull right out without wondering about tearing the whole thing apart. Bechadita or batika? We're talking about something, is it a new challah, which is hard to move? Don't do it to me, Abba, don't do it to me. Yeah, we already saw that there's a strange Ramazim. I mean, Kikar Lechem relating to Isha Zona. Obviously, a lot of these are phallic symbols. A lot of these things have certain clear-cut sexual references, which maybe the Gemara doesn't want to spell out. So, okay, I mean, you understand that yourself. Why would you get into such detail? And like, exactly. What do we, you know, who? We're talking about the difference between, you know, 10 milliseconds and 11 milliseconds. I mean, this is the Gemara and Brochas was Deicheb shot him like that because you wouldn't know the difference anyways. So, yeah, it's too close to one another to make it a significant shita. So then what's this all about? I mean, it's got to be that there's some element of remez in it, but the Gemara never does that without its having some practical implications. I mean, don't know what to tell you, gentlemen. I push it. Do not know. I'm very, very dissatisfied with my knowledge of this. So are we talking about Atika? Are we talking about Chamima or Karira? Are we talking about hot bread? Are we talking about cold bread? Are we talking about Chitim bread? Are we talking about Seorim bread? Are we talking about soft bread? Are we talking about hard bread? Berechicho Bakusha, all of the above, take it. Omer of Yitzru, by Yosru, and Yochan, and look, it's not that anybody over here was saying a shita to argue on anybody else. At least that's how some learn. The Rambam, who paskins one of the shirim, seems to be saying that they are. It's not that anybody knows anybody else's business, but basically, where are you going to get information on this? What are you going to do? Set up 20 people and say, go? And then take an average? So where does all of this come from? So the point over here is that each one of these shitot are their personal experiences. So kol achad v'achad b'atzmo shi'er. So in other words, everybody took in a stopwatch, measured how long it would take him to do the hara, and then told you. Wait a minute, that's a big problem, because Ben-Hazai wasn't married. Where did he get the info?
He could not have an Einstein thought experiment.
Well, that's one teretz. One teretz is that it's an Einstein thing, yeah. So what about Ben-Hazai? Says, if you're claiming this is everybody's personal experience, so what's about Ben-Hazai? First of all, who said Ben-Hazai never got married? Maybe he got married, and then after he saw, oh my God, if it's a choice between this and Torah, I'll go for the Torah. So maybe he was Nasiv and he was Pirish. But meanwhile, he got the information. V'ibayt Ema, how do you know that he's saying over his own Shita? Maybe he is giving over Mirabe. Maybe he's giving over what his Rebbe gave him over, which may have been his Rebbe's personal experience. Or, you know what, maybe it was indeed Einstein. Maybe it was Soda Shemli Reyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you insight into things that you may not have personally experienced. But in any event, we're talking about each one of these things being a personal experience, and therefore, in terms of the halacha, maybe you should look at it. Maybe try to find some kind of happy medium or something, or when it's the Nogel Chumra B'Machmer, or it's Nogel Kula that you can be Mekel, you have other things you can be Mekel. But Eino Chinami, it's clear that we're not talking about a serious shir, which is meant to be an objective shir. Darash Rav Avira, Zinin Amar Labishmei de Rav Ameh, Zinin Amar Labishmei de Rav Asi. Look, I mean, you can understand that there may be significant halakhas that can be derived from the fact that we can give a shir in terms of personal experience. But that also is a question. In other words, how are we going to analyze the shir of steer in a particular event? Are we going to use somebody else's experience? What if the guy says, I'm telling you, there's no way anything could possibly have taken transport between us in that period? Do we test them? Do we see? What exactly would be the shir to us? I mean, this is a serious problem. We're asking a woman to her husband. What exactly would be that shir to us? So is it, in fact, a personal issue? Is it that it's the same as other shirim in the Torah, which we define a kazayat as a kazayat? The very fact that people would be willing to say, this is my personal experience, would somebody do that with a kazayat? This is the shear of my finger, so therefore this is the shear of a kazayat. That's unreasonable. Okay, so here we have Rav Avira, who sometimes quoted Rabami and sometimes quoted Rabasi, that kol ochel lechem b'lo netilat yadayim kilu ba'al isha zonam. I mean, once we're talking about the relationship of hands and women and bread, there's another relationship. If you go for a piece of bread without washing your hands first, that's like taking a woman without marrying her. As we already said, shenemar ki ba'ad isha zonah ad ki kal lechem. Is that what you just said? You said that the two of them are basically the same thing. It says then, wait a minute. How do you read that? Omar Rava, hi, ba'ad isha zonah ad kikar lachem? It should be the other way around. Ba'ad kikar lachem ad isha zonah mi boila. You're trying to say that somebody who goes for a kikar lachem, it's as if he went for the yeshes ish. And here it's saying the opposite. So why is it put in that direction? Elo Omar Rava, no. The way to understand it is the opposite. It's that ba'ad isha zonah, somebody who's ready to go for the isha zonah, he will be reduced to penurious circumstances that lesof mevakesh kikar lachem. He will lose his money. Omer b'zirik, Omer b'lazar. I mean, once clearly the whole Masechta here is all about netilat yadayim. I mean, so once we're talking about netilat yadayim, you should know that kol ha'mizalzal netilat yadayim ne'ekar min ha'olam. It's terrible. And as long as we're getting on the sugya, we might as well talk about the halachas here a little bit, right? Omer b'chir barav, Omer rav. Mayim rishonim, tzarich sheyagbia yadav l'malam. So if you're talking about doing the tilat mayim rishonim as opposed to mayim achronim, doesn't mean the first water of the netilat yadayim. Just to review the issues of netilat yadayim, what we need to take into consideration is the fact that there's a gzeir of stam yadayim. Now, stam yadayim is only yadayim. In other words, if water will touch, let's say, some part of your arm, it's not going to become tame. It's yadayim that are tame, uniquely. For whatever reason, the gzeir of cleanliness, relationship to truma, whatever it is, your hands are tame. Particularly what elements, what areas of your hands is about locus, rashi, other rishoni, whether it's areas above the knuckles or above the wrist. Above meaning towards the, which we call halakhically above, towards the end of the fingers, called below, in other words, in English, above. So that's about locus. Fine. Now, how do you get rid of that tumah? You get rid of that tumah by pouring water over your hands in a particular way. Suppose some of the water that you pour over your hands has touched an area of the hand which is matameyit. Now you go ahead. The derech was like this. When water was in short supply and you didn't have a revias. So the din is, you pour water over the hands. That water itself becomes tameh because it touched the hand. Then you remove that water with another small bit of water and dry your hands. And now that's the way in which you get rid of the tumat yanai. But otherwise, the water which is tameh, if it gets back on your hand, will come down and be matameh your hand. So let's say in such a circumstance, let's say what happens is some of the water from the initial netilah is still in an area where it will be metame the yadayim, and it moves off now and runs up your sleeve. And now you pour the second water over, and now this one's not going to get to that place. Now the other water comes back, it's going to be metame your yadayim. So we have to make sure that you dry your hands before water that had been on your hands would come back and be metame your hands. Now, if you have enough water, none of this is nogea. Why? Because part of the din of the tilat yadayim is that if you use a revius of water, then the water itself is by definition not going to be mekabel tumah from your yadayim. In other words, that the water and the yadayim reach a state of tyra in the application of the water. So that's revius. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, nowadays, the halakas that we're about to learn, people are not makbid on, because nowadays we have lots of water, and people generally use a revius of water for netilat yadayim, and therefore they don't get into these problems anyway. Although there are shittot that you should be careful even in the... But okay, it's not the minhag to be so makbid on this. So therefore, if you don't have enough water, so mayim harishonim, you should hold your hands up, which some people have the minhag, they even say, su'u yadecha kodesh, so su'u, and it's also a remez for worship of God. So that you should be magbia your hands. That way you dry your hands before the water has a chance to roll back down into the yad, and then to be metameh again, and now you'll have to again have netilat yadayim. So this is the problem of having somebody with wet hands touch your hands. If somebody with wet hands touches your hands where those hands are still tameh, so then you're back where you started from. So it's not somebody else's hands. If your own water is going to touch your hands, it'll be metameh your hands. So make sure that the water doesn't get on your hands. Dry your hands. Mayim achronim. There, you have to tzarchesh b'yadav lamata. You should keep your hands down, because the whole point of mayim achronim is to get rid of any pollutants that were on your fingers. So what good is it if you're going to put your hands up? You need to wash everything down, not that it should be on your body anywhere. That's the point. Now, in the details. Tani nami achi, hanotel yadav tzarchesh b'yadav lamala, why? Shema yetzu amayim chutz leperek. Now, the perek, as I mentioned to you, is a machlokas rishonim. Does it mean the perek, your knuckles, or does it mean the perek, your wrist? So we're afraid that the mayim will go above, meaning towards your body, the perek. If you let your hands go down, now they're obviously gravity will pull the water down, they'll become tummy again. So keep it up until you wipe off the water.
If you don't dry your hands, if you don't bother drying your hands after tzilat yadayim, and you turn, you eat the bread in that fashion, you make it wet and disgusting. It's as if you're eating a lechem of tuma. Shenehemar vayomer Hashem, kacha yochlu b'nei Yisrael et lachmam tameh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show through Yechezkel the way that b'goyim asher adichem sham, how Klal Yisrael will be amongst the goyim, so he has them prepare disgusting things to eat. And he says this is lechem tameh. It's interesting because the tameh usually refers to tumah v'taira. So you see from here that something that's disgusting in the eyes of the Torah has the same kind of spiritual disgust, which is tumah. And therefore it calls it lechem tameh umai. And now that we've discussed the first part of the pasuk, which led us into the netilat yadayim discussion, which is the ba'ad isha zonah ba'ad kikar lachem, ve'ish et ish nefesh yikarat tatsud, which is the continuation of that pasuk. What exactly does it mean? Eish et ish, a nefesh yikara will lay in wait and trap an eshet ish, meaning, a nefesh yikara means high and mighty, we would call it nefesh. In other words, an arrogant person. So kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach will go and will be tzad an eshet ish. So it means that if someone has, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach lebesof nechshar be'eshet ish, if he's arrogant, in the end, he will fail in the sugya of eshet ish, and he will take an eshet ish. Shenema, I don't like that very much, says Rava. I mean, the words don't make sense. First of all, whoever heard of calling arrogance yikara? I mean, the way we refer to arrogance usually is a nefesh gavua, ruach gavua. So, hi, nefesh yikara. Nefesh gavua, mi boyle. That's not the way to refer to it. Should have said what it usually says. That's the first thing I don't like about it. The second thing I don't like about it is that it isn't clear here who exactly the subject is and what exactly the object is. Now, you're claiming that it means that the nefesh yikara will be nikshal in eshet ish. So we're saying, ba'ad isha zonah ad kikar lachem, which describes the failure and falling into the trap of an eshet ish. And an eshet ish, who is a zonah, a nefesh yikara, who is somebody who holds himself as being very high and mighty, That nefesh yikara, he titzudena, meaning it will entrap an eshakish to take it, so it'll rush after the eshakish and will now trap the eshakish. But that's not what the pasuk says. I mean, the pasuk seems to be more mashma the other way. If you wanted to say that nefesh yikara, then it should say the eshakish nefesh yikara he tatsudota. That nefesh yikara, she will be tzad the eshet ish, who is now the object of that tzedah. But now that you say the way you have that nefesh yikara, the nefesh yikara in this fashion is the object of what it is that the eshet ish will do. Eshet ish, she will now go out and take this nefesh yikara, which is not what you're saying. So to clarify that it's the nefesh, which is the one that is going to be tzad the eshet ish, you have to say the nefesh yikara, she will get the eshadish.
Therefore, says Rabbi, I'm docha this option. I say it means like this: nefesh yikara is a reference to Torah. Zelam harava kol habal eshet ish. Afilu lamat Torah dechtiba yikara hi mipninim. We know that yikara is a reference to the individual who learned a lot of Torah, that he's more yakar even than a kohen gadol shenichlas lifnai velifnim, is the remez. Nonetheless, he titzudenu ledina shel geinam. She will entrap this nefesh yikara, meaning the avera of eshet ish, will drag him to hell. Om Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach. Once we're talking already about being stuck up, so someone who is stuck up, it's kilo aved avadat kochavim, because it says klivach atoavat Hashem kol gaval lev. V'chivatam lo tavit toeva el beitecha. It's talking about avodah zarah. Refers to avodah zarah as toeva. But here it says the etzem toeva is the gvalev. Reb Yochanan himself, not in the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that he quoted from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he himself darshans ki'ilu kafar be'ikar. The person who is stuck up is basically the equivalent of someone who's a kofar be'ikar. Because we see that the Torah views it all as one thing. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta tashem lokecha. So once you get stuck up, it's like there is no God. Reb Chama Bar Chanina omer, Kilu ba al kol ha'arayot. Here we're talking about Eshet Ish. Forget about Eshet Ish. You want to know the equivalent of sleeping with every possible erva you can get to. Being stuck up. K'tivach ha'tovat Hashem kol gvalev. K'tivach get kol ha'tovot ha'ele. Where does the Torah compare the entire list of tovot to one thing? The kol. Kol gvalev. So in other words, the arrogance is itself the equivalent of all of the arayot, not just the isha zonah. It's as if you went ahead and you built a bama.
Asher neshama be'apo implies that he thinks very highly about this Goran neshama and holds his nose up in the air because of it.
Forget about humans. What are humans worth? What are they chashev to? Ela b'mahu nechshav. So it's considered as if you turn yourself into a platform now. So you are the platform for Avodas Hashem. That's building Obama. What is the meaning of Yad Liyad? Lo yinakeh. Once we're already on the subject, there it says Tovat Hashem Kol Gval Lev. You darsh in the Kol Gval Lev. And how do you darsh in the end of the pasuk? Yad Liyad Lo yinakeh. Omar Rav. It comes to tell you that Ko Haba Aleishet Ish Afilu Yiknahu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamayim Varetz Kavram Avinu. This guy could be another Avram Avinu, who is makar of the whole world to the Lord. And there it says, Arimoti Yadi Al Hashem El Yon Konei Shemayim V'aretz. That's the Yad. That Yad is not going to help him. Lo Yinakeh Midina Shel Geinom. So that's the Yad LeYad in terms of Eishes Ish. Kashle Ledevei Rabbi Shila, that's not Yad LeYad. That should be Yadi, Arimoti Yadi. I mean, what makes you think Arimoti Yadi is a remnant to the Yad in Yad LeYad Lo Yinakeh? Why is that Yad? That's Yadi. Ella, it's got to be another pshat. It's got to be Amri Devei Reb Shila, what they said in Reb Shila's Beis HaMedrash, is that Afil Kibel Torah Kemosher Rabbeinu, Dechtibe Mimino Shdat Lamo, Lo Yinakemi Dinesh Gedam. That's a Yad. That's not Yadi. That's Yad, the one who has the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his hand. So that is somebody who will not be Minakemi Dinesh Gedam. Gosh, a little Reb Yochan. Reb Yochan didn't like that pshat, because then there it says Mimino. So why doesn't it say that's not Yad LeYad? It should say miyad, mi boy. So yad miyad would be, then I would immediately identify it as a person who got Torah from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yinakef, he uses those hands, so to speak, for the pleasure of an eshet ish. So that can't be the pshat. Elam, Reb Yochanan, yad li yad cannot mean something in the drosha that it doesn't mean in the actual meaning simple meaning. What's the word yad liyad mean? Something that you give me yad liyad. What do you give me yad liyad that could protect you? Tzedakah. So in other words, it means afilo osa tzedakah b'seter. Dichtiv matan b'seter specifically is yichpeh af. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger will be removed from you by giving tzedakah b'seter. So this guy gives tzedakah b'seter. Nonetheless, lo yinakeh. You would think that would save him, won't save you. Lo yinakeh midinat shel geinam. Obviously, moralistic, absurd teachings, as if it's really so bad to be arrogant. I mean, we all know what's important. It's Tznias Patrol. It's amazing that the Gemara should choose Dafka. He said, let's not get carried away. You're talking about Seita and Yichud and so on, but there's real issues to worry about that are a lot more problematic and accessible than an Eish Adish. Amar Rav Chisda, Znuta Bebeta, is where we're up to. Znuta Bebeta Kikarya Lesum Sema. Amar Rav Chisda Tokva Bebeta Kikarya Lesum Sema. And both of them, Alu betor v'yovil. Rabbi Eliezer mekshura bo ki kelef. Shemar v'lo shemayle lishkavetzla liyotima. Lishkavetzla b'olam hazeh liyotima l'olam haba. Tzadam, by the way, the Gemara always talks about sleeping with the dog, that the dog will follow the woman around. That's a raya, because she's afraid to sleep with the dog. So it was the kelef relates to, actually, the inyanim of arayas, specifically. That's kshura bo. Ushaya bedin. ומה עדות הראשונה שאינו הסרטה איסור עולם אינו מתקיים בבחד משניים? אם עדות האחרונה של הסרטה איסור עולם אינו דין שלא תתקיים בבחד משניים? תעמוד לומר, ואין אין בה קושי יש בה. וגב החום לעדות הראשונה מעטה, ומה עדות האחרונה הפתומה של הסרטה איסור עולם? אז מתקיימת ביד אחד, isn't it obvious that עדות הראשונה שאינו הסרטה איסור עולם, and it's just stira, she could still be שוטה, אינו דין שתתקיים ביד אחד, תעמוד לומר, כי מצא מרווה דבר, ולאן אומר על פי שניים מדים, על פי שניים יוקים דבר, מה הדבר אומר לאן על פי שניים מדים, אף כאן על פי שניים מדים. What? We just learned that not from me and Matzaba Ervata Varma, and that's Ba, no? Ba v'lo b'kinoi, Ba v'lo b'stirami b'ilei. How come he says this new drasha, which is irrelevant? Talmud Lomar Ba, we understand this, Ba v'lo b'kinoi, Ba v'lo b'stira. The question is whether this becomes now the model for Tuma b'alma. So Tuma b'alma b'lo kinoi, b'lo stira, d'lo me'emanei d'echot minolan. For that, we need to address the other issue. How does Sota stand in terms of its modeling the dinim of arayot? So, nema kan ki matzabar vadavar, v'nema lalal pishnei edim o pishlusha edim yakum davar, ma davar amur lalal edim shnaim, afkan edim shnaim. Tana Rabbanan, ezoi edut rishona in this context, edut stira. What do we refer to by edut achrona, edut tuma? What is the relationship between stira and tuma? Kamash your stira, kidei tuma, which is kidei biya, which means kidei hara'a, which is what? It's kidei akavadekel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Liazomer, kidei mizigata kos, Rabbi Yeshomer, kidei lishtoto, Ben Azomer, kidei litzlot beitza, Rabbi Akiva, kidei logoma, Rabbi Yudah ben Betera, kidei ligmar shalosh beitzim, zoachasur, Rabbi Lez ben Yirmi, kidei likshor gardi nima, Chanin ben Pinchas, kidei shetoshit yada la tochpia lito kise, Flima, kidei shetoshit yada la sa lito kikar, Alva Pishain Rayala Davar Zegla Davar Gibadisha Zonat Kikar Lachem. The Chol Hani Lama Leitzricha. The Tanakadi Tumav Amina Kadei Tumata, but obviously including Artsota. Kamash Manan literally Kadei Bia. The Tanakadi Bia Amina Kadei Gmar Bia Kamash Manan, no, only Kadei Ara'a. Yash Minan alone just Kadei Ara'a Amina Kadei Ara'a Artsota at least. Kamash Manan Kadei Tuma. Kama Kadei Ara'a Kadei Kafat Dekel. Vraminu. V'nistra kamashir stira lo shamanu. Kishomar v'initma, haviyomar kitei tuma, kitei biya, kitei ara, kitei chzara teka divir Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yeshua mar kitei mizigata kots, ben azir mar kitei lishtoto, Rabbi Akiva mar kitei lishtot bitsa, Rabbi Yudah mar kitei lagoma. So kasal kadaita hainu akafat dekel, hainu chazarat dekel, in which case we're led to the question of how it could be that atamam Rabbi Yeshua kitei akafat dekel, and polig Rabbi Eliezer aleh. And over here, Rabbi Eliezer himself is the one who says kitei chazarat dekel. Rabbi, and that's two different things, akafaz beregel, and chazaraz beruach. Boy Ravashi, so then chazarat beruach means what? but it's still quivering. Take. Well, Hatamam Rabbi Yeshua Kedele Shtoto, and here he changed his mind and went back to agreeing that it's Kedei Mizigata Kos. No, he means Kedei Mizigata Kos and Lishtoto. Valema Yidividi Chachuro, how could you say that? Then it would have been saying the same thing as Rabbi Yasser. Hatamam Rabbi Nazi Kedele Sot Beitzah, Karma Kedele Shtoto, that's the same thing. Yidividi Chachuro. Hatamam Rabbi Akiva Kedele Goma, and Al Karma Kedele Sot Beitzah. Why can't you just say Yidividi Chachuro? Because in Kedahana Benazah. And over here, all of a sudden, he's changing his mind to say, "L'gdel gomar, lo the dvorav the Rabbi Akiva ka'amar." You, Rabbi Akiva, put together tzlia and gemia. Why can't you just say, "Ema shiur gemia lechuda," where the equivalent of tzlia and gemia of one beitzas, k'dei legamer shalosh beitzim zoachazu, which is the same as tzlia and gemia. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yirmiyahu Kedeshik Shor Gardin Ima Boyer Vash. We're talking about that the Nimot and Mirachikim or Mekarev take. Chonim ben Pinchas and Mekadesh Toshit Yada Latoch Pieli Tol Kisim Boyer Vash. We're talking about the Kisim is Mahadek or Lo Mahadek take. Flimo Mekadesh Toshit Yada Lasali Tol Kikar Boyer Vash the Mahadek or Lo Mahadek. Bechadato Batikta Bechamimo Bekarira Berechiti Besari Berkiko Bekusha take. Omri Vizukbar Yosef Omri Yaron Galach VeYachod was just saying Batz Moshir. How could that be? I mean, Benazir wasn't even married. Ibai saying that he was. Nasivu Pirashavi. Ibai saying in Rabbi Shmiya. Ibai saying, Sod Hashem Lariyab. Dorish Rav Avir is in Norman Shmiya, Rav is in Norman Shmiya, Rav Asik, Alok, 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 Omrav Zrika, Omrav Elazik, Omrav Zazel, B'nitlat Yadayim Ne'er Karmen HaOlam. Omrav Chia Barash, Omrav Mayim Rishonim, Tzorek Shia Gbiya Yadav Lema'ala. Mayim Bachronim, Tzorek Shia Shpil Yadav Lemata. Tanya Nami Yachi, Anotil Yadav, Tzorek Shia Gbiya Yadav Lema'ala. Shema Yetzu, Mayim Chutz Leperek, V'yachzuru V'yatamuta Yadayim. Omrav Yavokol Ochel Pat, V'lo Nigu V'yadayim, Kilo Ochel Lechem Tamei. Shema V'yom Hashem, Kacha Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Ad Lachmam Tamei. Umay, the Eshet Ish, Nefeshi Karata Tzud, which is the end of the Pasuk of Ba'aki Karlochen. Omra Priyabarav, Omra Yoga, Koladam, Shish Bogasut, Aruach, Lebesov, Nikshab, Eshet Ish. Shinema, Eshet Ish, Nefeshi Karata Tzud. Omra Rava, I Nefeshi Karata, first of all, it's Nefeshi Gavoa, mi boile. Va'od, he Tzud, mi boile. Ela, Omra Rava, Kola Baal, Eshet Ish, Avilu Lamat Torah, Dechtiba, Yikarai, Mipninim. Meaning, Yakara Mikoen Gadosh and Razif Ivifnim, nonetheless, then Avera Tetsutan of the Dinish of Gaina. Omer Yogan, Mishum Revishim Rayochai, Kol Adam Sheshbo Gasuta Ruach, Ki Ilo Ovena Vadat Kochavim, Ktivakato Vatashem Kogvaleb, Oktivatam Velota Vitoeva, Betecha, Rabbi Yogan Dideomar, Kilkofar Bi Kashem Varam Lavavcha, Vishachach Tatashem Lokecha, Rab Hammer Barhanin Omer Kilbal Kola Arayot, Ktivakato Vatashem Kogvaleb, Oktivatam Kiket Koto Vata El. Atoy Votael. Ulo Amarki Lubana Bama Shamachidulakam and Adama Shamashama Beapo. Kiba Menech Shavu, Atikre Bamel, Bama Nech Shavu. My Yad, the Yad Loyan Akamara of Kalabal Eshitich. Afilik Nola Kodeshbok Shamay and Varets Kavram Avinu. Dichtibe Arimoti Adiel Hashemel Yon Kodeshamay Varets. Loyan Akemi de Nashi Gainom. Kashlu de Rebbe Shila. That's not Yad, the Yad Loyan Akad. You say, Yad Yadi, mi boile. El Amr Devei Rebbe Shila, Filu Kibel Torah Ke Moshe Rabbeinu, Tichtibe Mi Mino Eish Dat Lamo, Lo Yin Hakemi Din Asher Geinom. Kash Rebbe Yochan, that also doesn't work. So then what's Yad Le Yad? It's a Yad Mi Yad, Mi Yad Shalak Kodesh Baruch, it's a Mi Mino, Mi Boile. El Amr Rebbe Yochan, Filu Os, it's a Doka Beseter. Where over there it's going Mi Yad Le Yad. And it says, Tichtibe Matan Beseter Yichpe Af, nonetheless Lo Yin Hakeh, Bidin Asher Geinom.